Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, Carolina's in the middle of a 11-day break, 9-1 after the first 10. And probably the biggest surprise is North Carolina's freshman big men, Brandon Huffman, Garrison Brooks, and Sterling Manley, have played as one and provided Roy Williams more than he would have expected, I would think. Your take on how those three have performed thus far?
Yeah, Tommy, I think when you look at kind of the stats, those three guys are giving you about 16 points and 13 rebounds per game. And as a whole, you would take that. I think really Sterling Manley is a kid that we did not expect to develop as quickly as he has. Still has a long way to go, as all three of these kids do. But he's shown a lot of development just in the first 10 games of the season. He was kind of a raw project coming in, but has made tremendous strides. And I think really the primary concern for Roy Williams moving forward is the defense with these guys, because they have shown that they can be effective on the glass. They're all have their own abilities offensively. They're good enough offensively. But defensively, they've all had some breakdowns. Garrison Brooks has had a few good games. That's one of the reasons he continues to start on the defensive end. But so many times when you get into ACC play, there are quality bigs that you're lining up against that can score the ball efficiently. And so these guys have to grow up very quickly on the defensive end to give North Carolina kind of the stout inside play that Roy Williams demands. If that does not occur, you may be seeing a lot more small ball once Cameron Johnson gets back.
Carolina goes to Tennessee on Sunday the 17th. Tomorrow in this spot, we'll discuss who has to step up for North Carolina to get back to a third Final Four.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.